I'm going to give you over now to Rabbi Zupnik, who will give us a share the Mara Makomos are up in the usual place, and it's in Brachim, Chaf Dalet, Daf 24, and Aveda Dismo.
So today we're going to discuss the one of the psukim of Aveda, which is Aveda Dismo. All Aveda must be done with the right hand, especially the few Avedas with a special halacha, like the Kohen to bring the Machta, Kohen Gadol to bring the Machta in this left hand. But in general, all Avedas need the right hand. And the Mishnah says, in the beginning of the second parak, Kol HaZvachim Shechibu Damim, Zohar, Oinan, Foyayim, Chusik Yipurim, Chusik Begodim, all different Tzum Avedah. If he's not a Kohen, if he's an Oinan, if he was tovel, so he didn't have to have shemesh, mechusa kippurim, if he's missing a korban, mechusa begadim, if he's not wearing the bitzah shumer, shumer rochus yadam v'agrayim, if he didn't make ish yadam v'agrayim, oyo, tomi, yeshiv, oma, gavi, terim, all these things become all these, if any of these things are missing, the various puzzles. Any of the various which are necessary, if we have shchita, kabbala, zrika, all these various which are done by a dar, or by an oinon or a tefillah, and all of them are possible. Then it says, kibbol the small possible. If he is makabel the dam in his left hand, it's possible. But shimon machshir. And here we find the first of all these halachas that we have, that we find that there's an afkamina between, there's a machlokes between the chachamim who say that small, if he does it with left hand, is possible, and shimon is machshir. Now, the Gemara says that although Rav Shimon says that it's kosher, however, there are two avodas which Rav Shimon is neither, they need the right hand. One is Kmita, and a Mincha, which the Kohen has to take the handful from the Mincha, he has to do with his right hand. And the Zrikas Dam of a Chatas, which it says, Baraka HaKohen Mibamoydes Ba'ai Rizah, so he said that for the he has to take the Dam in his right in the index finger of his right hand, and deserve the dam that after means you mean, and it's not going to be in the left hand. As even according to Shimon, who it says in the Mishnah that on all the psurim he's made it, but small, he says small is kosher. However, there are two places where small is possible: Kmitas Amilcha and Hazeras Achatos. So we're going to discuss a little bit the differences. Why there's a difference between this sort of small that Rav Shimon says it's only an individual avodas, when all other psalms, we don't see any sort of, and all of them are true, all of those, all the psalms which we saw, if someone doesn't have big, a kohen doesn't have big kuma, or a kohen's an oro, or a kohen's yeshiv, he's sitting down, all these things are discerned by all avodas. All avodas are matter, all these things of kahuna, whereas small, there's a differentiation. The Chachamim say all avodas have to be in the union, and Rav Shimon say that only these two specific avodas, Kmita and Zrika Vaychatis. So first we'll see a little bit what the psalm smells according to the Chachamim, and then we'll move on to Rav Shimon. In general, when we look at the psalm of small, the general assumption is that it's a psul in davoda. That means davoda must be done with the right hand. When a person does it with the left hand, it's just a lack of doing with the right hand. And as we learn from the pasuk, from it says that any person that says kohen or yad or etzba, we need yamin. And since any person that says a person is kohen, it has to be he has to do it as powerful with the best possible way. He has to do it with the right hand. And therefore, the assumption is that the problem with the left hand isn't that he's done it with his left hand, rather that he hasn't done it with his right hand. The halacha is that it has to be done in the most correct and the best possible way. And the best possible way is the person to do with his strong hand. And really, a left-handed kohen would do it with his left hand. So we learn that a left-handed kohen is possible to mean, because in the Rishonim explain that everything should look the same. The Beis Hamikdash will see someone doing left-handed, and we look odd. But so in general, the idea is that it should be done with the right hand. However, we see where there's two or three very interesting halachas which show that it's not merely a lack of doing it right-handed, but rather doing it left-handed is negative. In other words, if doing it left-handed is still a focus to be left, having done it the proper way. However, in other words, even something which the natural way would be to do it two-handed, still, there's a psul. We have to do a dafka with the right hand and not with the left. One halacha is the famous halacha. It says that melika, when we do it on all the kavoyos of oifus, so when we do the bird, we don't shecht it. There's melika. How does the melika do it? So the man explains that he grabs the 2 feet with two fingers and the two wings with the other finger, and with his thumb he sticks his thumbnail through the back of the neck, and that's how he shecht the behemoth. So the Gemara says, "You avoid the kashish of the mikdash." This is one of the most difficult avoidance in the Beis HaMikdash. And Rashi explained, "It's so difficult that at the same time to hold the oif with two fingers, the legs with two fingers, and the wings with other two fingers, and to stick with the thumb is very difficult." So the question asks, "Why did he have to do it like that?" The melika itself is actually only the pin of Stigma's thumbnail through the neck. That's the avoider. That's what you mean. The rest of it is only to make it possible. In other words, it has to be holding. You can't leave it on the floor, so you have to hold it. So I can't hold it with his left hand. The avoider is doing it with his right hand. The avoider is the melika. So why can he use his left hand to hold the bird and be melika with his right hand, and I have no problem? The same thing, the same question is asked. It says, Rashi says in Melachos Daf Zayin, says that we said that Shmita needs Yamin. Rashi says there that we need for Shmita three Kohanim. What do you mean three Kohanim? How do you make the Shmita? The Mahalach of the Mincha is similar to the Mahalach of the Kohen. The Kohen means that you have Shmita, you have a Shefkorn, Kavola, you have to catch the. If you receive the dam in a kli, I walk up, bring it to the mizbeach and shvita. So too, there are four ways for a mincha, which are tmitza, which parallel shvita, and kiddush kolmis. We then take the kolmis, this pistol which we took and put into a new kli sheretz to be in the kaddishim, hadosha, to bring it to the mizbeach, and after. So to make the tmitza, we need three kohanim. One kohen to hold the original kli which the whole mincha is in, another kohen with his right hand, the other kohen to stick his right hand in and make the tmita take out the fistful, and a third kohen to hold the kohen which is going to be makabel of the kohenis, which also needs a klisharet and also needs a move. So the same question arises there. The tmita is avoda, and therefore needs yamin, and the kabbalah of the kohenis is also avoda, so therefore the klisharet, the second klisharet, has to be held in yamin. But the first klisharis is merely, it's like on a pedestal. There's no reason, it's not avoda to hold it. The avoda is being done by the first kohen. So why can't he hold the kli in his left hand, the kohen in his right hand, and put in the kli in which the second kohen is holding in his right hand? Why is it necessary for the other kohen to be holding the union? And from this we see that although the avoda is being done yamin, it cannot even be assisted by the small. That means if a person would be holding the coin in his left hand, and being coming to his right hand, or if he'd be holding the bird in his left hand, and being make Mariko with his right hand, then the left would be assisting the right. So if the question was only that we have to do it in the proper way, we're probably doing it right-handed, obviously this is doing the avoda right-handed. From this we see that not only is right-handed something positive which we need, but left-handed is absurd. We are not allowed to assist with the left hand. And therefore, since if a person was holding the bird with the left hand and being murdered with his right hand, although the actual avoider was being done with the right, the left is assisting, there will be absurd. So we see according to the Chachamim that not only do we need to do it right-handed, but we also are not allowed to assist left-handed. That's as far as the Chacham go. But according to Shimon, we saw this interesting halacha that although all the other avodas, there's no difference between one avodah and another avodah, that all the tzurim are the same, However, when it comes to Yamin, which only is doing it in two special cases of Knitzel and Hazorah Kachatis. So the assumption is in the Bishra of also, it seems like this in Sefer, Bishra is a lazy, that Rav Shimon really holds that all Avedis are kosher the small. Like this halacha, which Avedis has to be done with Yamin, is not like Big Dekuna or Zahar. The Vadai, we're allowed to do all Avedis in this small. But the din, which is said, and these two halachas is a special halacha, which is said in the Gemara. How do we know that Kmitza needs Yamin? Because it says, we learn from the very Shofar. It says that the coin should take the Yavoi, Yad, and by the Baruch of Messiah, where we put the mountain behind us, it says, Avoi and Yavoi Hayimonis. So therefore, Yad, wherever it says Yad on the Torah, means Yamin. And the same is true by Expa, that it says, that the Rokach HaKoyim, you don't have the Expa, and the Rokach HaKoyim is very Shofar, Expa, to Messiah, that Expa needs Yamin. So it's explained that as far as Knisa and Hazorat Chatzis go, it's not that it's exception to the rule that the Avodah is Yamin. That when we do an Avodah, it has to be done with the right hand. Rather, it talks about the specific part of the body. In other words, it said it must be done with the right hand. It's not, when we talk about Avodah being done with Yamin, it has to be done right-handed. That means don't walk with me. It has to be done with the right hand, with the powerful hand. But my own has to be done right-handed. But the hand is not really a part of the Avodah. It's the rest of it. Something is done in the hand. It's done with a cleaning, or it's done with a prisoner's sheep, or he does it with a sacking. The hand is not the important thing. The question is, how do we do the Avodah? With which motion? We do it with the right-handed motion. So obviously we have to do it with the right hand. However, in these two Avodahs, besides the fact that it's an Avodah that needs an action, also there's a special, just like there's certain Avodahs that need a special kli. Like when we cover up down, needs a kli shoris. So the Knesset also needs a special kli. Which kli is it? The hand. So this hand, the right hand. So the left has to be done right-handed. But the action has to be done not left-handed or right-handed. It has to be done in the right hand. Of which hand are we talking about when we said the coin should put it in his hand? He should put it in his right hand. It's not that the action has to be done right-handed like all the other ones, but which hand are we talking about when we said it has to be done by the hand to the right hand? So we are pointing at the hand, that this hand must be the right hand. The same thing with Expa, nothing has to be done right-handedly. Rather, that which Expa is saying, the Expa of the right hand. And now the Expa of the right hand, it's just how many words of that first. It has to be the index finger, which is the most flexible, the finger which works the best. And therefore, we have to use the special finger of the right hand. So therefore, it seems that really Rav Shimon does not make an exception to the rule. He doesn't say that there are certain avoiders which need to mean. Every avoider really could be done with small. However, these things which need a particular part of the body, that particular body happens to be the right hand. It could have said the toe, but it said not the toe, it's the right hand which is necessary. So nothing has to be done with him, it's the right hand which has to do it. So that's the assumption that Rav Shimon doesn't separate, because if it was for Avodah, just like all the other children, we don't make a difference between one Avodah and another Avodah, whichever is possible for one Avodah, is possible for another Avodah. So too, you mean it would be a four Avodah, it would be two Avodahs. However, the two exceptions are not exceptions to the rule, rather there's a different reason why we need Yamin. Because when it has to be done, that's in the right hand. However, the question arises that it seems from the Gemara and the Menachot, at least according to one man d'omer, that Rav Shimon does require Yamin for Avodah. We'll see the Mishnah and the Menachot, also in the Maran Mekonis, and that's Kofov, says, Shalom b'klishar is possible. It was only by a Mincha, says if the Mincha is brought to the Mizbeach, not in a klishar, it's possible. The Rav Shimon holds that we don't need a klishar. So now, the Gemara has a question. How, the Gemara, in which case of Shimon speaking, that is kosher. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Bered Rav Chiya. My time to Rav Shimon. Why does Rav Shimon hold that it's kosher without a klishos? Omar Kro, Kodesh Kodeshim Hi, Ka Chatos, U Ka Oshom. Amincha is like a Chatos, and it's like a Oshom. But the Biyad, Oivda, the Yemin, Ka Chatos. The Chli, Oivda, the small Ka Oshom. In other words, we have two possibilities. If you are going to do it with a yad, that means without a kli, you have to do the whole avodah of yamin. If you're going to do it with a kli, there's two choices. You're going to either do it with yamin, with a yad, like a chatos, which the zrika is chatos the yad, or you could do it with a kli, like an ashram, because the zrika or ashram is with a kli. So the Torah gave you two possibilities. However, if you choose the possibility of chatos, then it has to be done with yamin. But if you are on that, even to come from the cliches, once you've made the knita, ma'ayel ma'atil afil behamyelo afil b'mikayel shokheres. In other words, you don't have to take it in your hand. You could put it even into a cloak, or you can put it into a plain clean chol, a regular earthenware vessel, and you bring it to the mizbeach. So now the machlokes here is as follows. According to Rav Yalan, we don't need a clean whatsoever. Once we make the knita, we're allowed, that's the only thing we need, the klisheres. The original knita has to be from klisheres. After that, we're allowed to take it to the mezbeach however we want, without a klisheres totally. However, Rav Yehuda Ben Chiya says, no. Either if you do it with a yad, so then you can't put it into a klisheres. You have to take it with the yad, hold it in your hand, bring it to the mezbeach, and the maximum from the stand from his back. So now, then we see, avoiders, we're talking about avoiders, the avoider of Haraka or Hagosha of the Kermits, and the avoider of Haktorah of the Kermits. So this seems to be a contradiction to our assumption. Our assumption is that Shimon says there are no dinim of Yemin in avoider whatsoever. The only dinim is where it says Yemin Yemin. Where he says Yemin Yad, it has to be the Yad Yemin. However, the bringing it to the mizbeach or being knocked to the mizbeach, it doesn't say it has to be done beyond. We just learned that it means yamin kachatos. So it means yamin, but how is it possible yamin? Yamin in halacha and yamin in haktorah can only relate to the avodah. It can't relate to the act because it doesn't need any special place. We said that it says the korach the yodel knita needs the yad. But doesn't mean about halacha or haktorah needing the yad. So therefore, seemingly, it's a contradiction to our assumption. That our assumption was that no avodah according to Rav Shimon needs yamin, and here we find, according to the universe of Chia, that there is an avodah which needs yamin, which is halachas ha-kermit, bringing the kermit to mizbeach, and haktorah ha-kermit, which says that if we do it, we do it kachatas, we need yamin. So, So the Bishlev brings a very interesting Yishalmi. The Yishalmi in Yuma in Paris Days says as follows. Yehuda B'Rabbi Omer, Oy Techatet B'Yad, Oy Ka'oshim B'Kui. But if the Argumera brought this Yosha, if you do it like Chatet, you need it to be a mean, and if you do it Ka'oshim, you do it B'Kui. But the Gersa and the Yishami brings Yehuda B'Rabbi Omer Oy Kichatas B'Yad Oy Kosham B'Kui. In other words, we see from this that when we learn this new halacha that Hagoshas Haktoris and Haktoris Haktoris can be done like a Chatas, we didn't say that it needs Yamin like a Chatas needs Yamin. It needs to be right-handed like a Chatas right-handed. We said that there's a new type of avodah. If you want to do it like a chatas, it has to be done totally like a chatas. What is the chatas? It's done by hand. In other words, the yad. The yad, that means that just like we saw that there's a special thing that the kermit needs, a knisa needs a yad, and it needs the agamim. So do we say, instead of the kli shoris, which you would use for the Hagosha, if you're doing it like an Ashram, your new Kli, which you can use for the Haraka, and the Haftarah is the Yad.
So therefore, if you are trying to have the hechsher of chadus of milchum al kli, you have to do biyad. We learn from chadus biyad. So therefore, we turn to our assumption that according to Reb Chiya, the idea that we learn out that mincha can be done with chadus in midyamin isn't just a new halacha in midyamin. It's a new halacha that really, if you do that, also you need a kli shoris. And a special kli, and if you don't do it going to Hashem, you do it like a kohen, so also needs a special kli. Which kli? The right hand of the kohen. And therefore, it's as if, just like it has to be brought in a kli shoris, if we did it bad like an Hashem, it has to be brought in the yad yamin. So again, it's not the action of halacha, like we have in all the kavanas. In all the kavanas, when we carry the kli to the mizbeach, so you have to carry the kli in the right hand. Why? Because the action, the avoda, must be done with the right hand. However, here we're talking about not carrying it with the right hand. It's carrying it in the right hand. It's not that we need to do the action right-handed. But rather, if we run out from chatos, we run out that there's a new type of kli shoris for a mincha. Instead of using a kli shoris like an ashram, we can use the hand of the kohen. So therefore, once again, the reason why if he put it in a small, it's possible, is not because he did it left-handed, rather he didn't use the special kli, which is milchus, which he learned from chatos, in order to be mastered, which needs the yagamim of the kli. And the truth is, if we analyze the Gemara by us, we can see that it really says in the Gemara and Menachos the same halacha without this dirk, which it says Berel Chakas Kiyad, but actually from the other man Doma. What does it say? Rav Yale Omer. It says like this. What is the Machlokes? Seemingly the Machlokes of Yidaber Rav Chiya and Rav Yanai is whether the Hagosha and the Haktora of a mincha needs yamin. The Yidaber Rav Chiya says it needs yamin, and Rav Yanai says it doesn't need yamin. So therefore, the fact that it doesn't need kli shoris, then it says no mishnah. Rav Shimon says it doesn't need kli shoris. The question was, does it need yamin? So Rav Yanai says, Rav Yanai Omar, Kivan should come to any kli shoris. Once you made the original kli shoris, Malayim Atir Afilu Ben Yemen Afilu Mekin Shacharis. We don't need a kli shoris anymore for the Hagash and the Halo. Seemingly, that's not the point. We understood even Rav Yudah Ben Rav Chiya said we didn't need a kli shoris. The question was, once we did it, can we do it with a small? That was the question. In other words, what was the finish of Yudhubay Bechia? That if you do it, if you don't need a clean, everything be a mean kachatas. His finish was that we have a new finish, and it's been already ended. So if Yahya should counter, you know what? That even though you did it with your hand, still, you don't need the mean. So why is he counter that you don't need a kli shoris? That was the assumption that there was a kli shoris. The chiddush of a guy is that it helps small. So where do we see in that, why does he have to tell us that you don't need that you can bring it behind Yenai or the Keshul Chalas? From there to Maguric, that was really the question here. The question here wasn't a question about Veda, do we need Yemin or we don't need Yemin. The question was, do we need a special clue, or don't we? The Yudhubay Rav Chiya didn't say we need Yemin. He said we need Yad Yemin, even though we don't need a clue, but we do need a special place for it to be. What's the special place? The right hand of the coin. And therefore, he said that we have to do it right, not out the regular din of Avodah Yemin, but rather that he has a special clue, the Yad Yemin of the coin. So that, if you have a kaddish, no, it needs no special kli. Not only doesn't it need a kli chedet, it also doesn't need the yamin of shokarim. So therefore he counts properly by saying that it's possible to put it even in his cloak, and even in a kli chol, since there's no din that it needs yad, then the language is no din that it needs yamin. Because the only way it needs yamin is not because of Avaya, if someone holds Avaya, it doesn't need yamin. If someone only holds that in certain cases, we need yad yamin. And since you don't need any kli, it's good for kli chedet. So in the manner, you don't need yad yamin either.
just to carry this point a little bit further, the Shiva Mekubetes on the side of the Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph, it's also we have it in the Ma'an Mekremis, asked the following question. we just broke the Gemara Menachos, which says that a Mincha is Kachatos or Ka'ashem, which the Gemara said there, if you hear brings to tell me that if you want to do it with a Kli, you do it with a Kli, and if not, you do it by hand, the Yad Yamin. We read the previous year that the Chachamim of the Mishnah hold that a Yad is not good. A Mincha means Dafka a Kli Cheres, a Kli Sheres. I mean, we have to be Mekashimim of Kli Sheres. They're not willing to Hekish Kachatas Ka'osham to tell me that it's good with the Yad alone. Rather, we must take the Kermits and the Mekashimim in a Kli Cheres. In a Kli Sheres, I'm sorry. So we have to be around the Kli Sheres. So the Shiva Mekubetis asks, if so, what do we need the Hekish for? Tema. The Rabbanim Yod Shimon. The Rabbanim Yod Agayim Shimon. The Amri Kipsha Shalom the Klisharis Tzuya. The Mishnah just read in the Menachos. That the Rav Shimon said, even without a Klisharis, the Kainis is Kosher. And Chachomim said, no, just as Dan needs a Kiddush in a Klisharis, we have to be Mekabal Dan Klisharis. So too, a Mincha, we have to be Mekabal, the Mincha Klisharis. So what are they doing to drasha of kachatas ka'ashem? Look, we read before that Rav Shimon uses kachatas ka'ashem to tell me that it's good like an asham with a kli. It's good like a kachatas b'yad. However, chachamim hold is not good kachatas b'yad. So that's very hekish. V'chi taimor v'istra chakesh o'leimah. Ma chachatas tol yamin, af kmitzah bo yamin. Maybe the Hekish is for a different reason. To tell me that just like Chatos needs Yamin for the Tzvila, we said the Zerika of the Chatos needs X by Yamin, so from Kmitza needs Yamin. Technically, to the Perakam of the Menachos, mighty Trey Kroy, Chazah Kormitz, the Chazah Chidush Kormitz. The image of the Yisimim Mechud, or Yisimim Rabbana, the Kol Mokam, Shemema, Esbe, and Kula, and the other union. So he said what are you trying to tell me? You're trying to tell me that we need the Hekish to tell me you mean. We don't need the Hekish to tell me you mean. We have a special pasuk which tells me we're just like the same way we learn out that kindness needs you mean because we're Makish, Yad, Yad. So too, so the same way that we know that Chatas needs a name because we make a Hefesh Espa Espa, so too, Kormit needs a name because we make it Yad Yad. So the question is how do we change the question, where is the question based on? The Chachamim in all Avedis needs a name. We remember the Mishnah. Avodah needs Yamin. Every Avodah needs Yamin. So now it says, according to the Chachamim who say that Klisha is a Klisha, without a Klisha is proper, so what do we need the Hekish for? Maybe it's coming to tell me Yamin. The two things have nothing more to do with each other. The fact that Klisha is a Klisha is not a Lacha. But the fact that we need Yamin has nothing to do with a Lacha of Klisha is a Klisha. Even the Chachamim would hold that you don't need a Klisha. Still they don't know what they even mean. So therefore, the assumption which the question should be made based on is very difficult. That's the question. Since we see that you don't need a cliche, so what do they need the Hekish for? Maybe they need the Hekish to tell them you mean. That's what they're going to do with all of it. Of course, they need the meaning without the Hekish. They need the meaning by every other. So if so, we can ask the question in general. Not because they hold that you need a cliche. Even without that. What is a question without assumption? Chachamim hold, we learn out from this hekesh that Yamin is good. We learn out from this hekesh that Yamin is good. We learn out from this hekesh that we need Yamin by a mincha. The Chachamim don't need a hekesh. Because the Chachamim don't need a mincha by every avodah. So whether or not we need Kiddush Kli is not a Gaya. The most important question is, once we look at Chachamim know by all our brothers that we need Yamin, we don't need a new pasuk to tell them we need Yamin. So therefore, that has nothing to do with where Chachamim knows that you need to be Mekadosh Bekoimus, or you need Mekadosh Bekoimus. They're all not understanding that Chachamim don't need the pasuk. According to the way we explain, maybe to understand this a different way. That the idea is as follows, just like we explained according to Reb Shimon, that the idea that we needed Yamin here was not because of the Avoy that needs Yamin. However, that we said that that it's a new Klishos. This Yamin is a new Klishos. So from that we see that here the Yad is not acting as the Yad for the Yad of Kol Avodos. It's acting as the Kli for the Kli Shoreh, and that's what it needs Yamin. So now I'll look at this. The Chachamim, even though they have Avodos need Yamin, but this halacha that the Yad could be a Kli Shoreh, then we wouldn't know that it's the Yad Yamin. In other words, if the Chachamim wouldn't need Kish Kli Shoreh. So even though they know that Avodos need Yamin, but still we need a prophet to tell me that this new Kli Shoreh, which we give Yamikai to come into, is Yamin. No, there's just two separate halachas. The halacha that Avodah needs Yamin, that Chachamim know. That's not what we're learning out of this pasuk. From this pasuk, we're learning the new halacha. That the Yamin is a klisharis to be mekadosh the mincha. So therefore, if the Chachamim would be more to Reb Shimon, then you don't need a klisharis. Even though they always hold that every Avodah needs Yamin, still they would need a pasuk to tell me that this Yamin is a klisharis. However, since they hold that a Mirchan is a Klisharit, then they have no necessity for the Pasuk. So we go over again. What was the question? The question was, why did the Shita Mikubet this basis question? Why does the Chachamim need a new Pasuk for a Minfar? And the fact that they don't need a Klisharit, that's not the reason that they need a Klisharit. That's not the reason they need a new Pasuk. The reason they need a new Pasuk is that they say, every other is Yamin. The answer is no. A lot of you understand that the Yamin which we're learning out of Chassid is not the same Yamin that the Chachamim learned by all our Vedas. It's a new Yamin. It's a Yamin that the Yad Yamin is a Klisharis. And that the Chachamim would need a Pasuk if they hold that you're learning a Klisharis for a Mincha. However, since they hold that you do need a Klisharis for a Mincha, therefore they don't have the halacha that the Yad Yamin is a Klisharis. Therefore, the question arises, what do we need the Pasuk? They're chilling you.